Oh, man. Hello from the freeway. We're out here on the freeway driving. Driving past the old container store up here where they have containers. I can use some container. Well, I've been sorting through my shit, getting things a little more organized and getting rid of some stuff. Just getting stuff in just a more sensible order so they can be stored in a way that, like, might make it easier for me to find shit instead of having to rely on some weird mental memory of just like, oh, well, if this weird thing is in this box, then this other weird thing is in this box because I remember the two of those things being together like an insane person, which actually has served me pretty well so far, to be honest. The number of things that have disappeared for long periods of time is pretty low. I bought three Genesis CDXs from a Sega fire sale some years ago, and those disappeared for some time. And I found those last year sometime, and then forgot that I found them, and then just found them again last weekend. Like, oh, right, these in a milk crate kind of thing that also had a Jaguar in it. So I took that Jaguar and put it in the box with my other Jaguar and all my Jaguar games. Done. It's all in a nice plastic tub. Stored. Problem solved. A lot of weird stuff that, you know, some of it's come in through mailbags and whatnot. Just games that are not where they belong. So, you know, I found probably 20 N64 games going through some of these other boxes. So I've been, like, trying to, like, keep it in some kind of order. Like, okay, these need to be sorted through clearly, but let's at least make it make sense. So in this bin, I will just put software, and then I can go through it later and sort it properly. So you look at it, and you're like, all right, some N64 games, some SNES stuff, a couple of 3DO games are in here, some PC games, you know, it's like a box of old weird software. So I went through some of that stuff, scanned it all into my collection, added it all so it's all documented somewhere as something that I have in these boxes, and then put it in the appropriate box. Jaguar CDs have always been time bombs. Yeah, I don't know if all Jaguar CDs break the same way, but I know the one, someone I knew had one, and he had to put a butter knife in the lid switch to, like, keep it closed. Like, it would not stay closed, or would not register as being closed without the knife in place. And so to play games on it, he had to do that. But I saw that thing set up, but I don't know that I ever saw any games running on it. I don't know. I have next to no experience with a Jaguar CD. So upon finding that second Jaguar and going like, oh, I got like 11 Jag games. Like, that's kind of cool. I don't know. Evolution Dino Dudes. And then I was like, man, a Jaguar CD would be kind of cool to see in action, because I don't really know much about it. And so I looked them up, and they're too expensive. Too expensive to buy on a whim, just like sight unseen, like without having seen the games, or being like, oh, I gotta own this game. Like, there was nothing. Yeah, I just... I just don't see a great reason to buy one. So, but that's a device that's not like well emulated. Like the Jaguar, just in general, is not. And then the Jaguar CD, I don't think is emulated at all. So there's really no way to kind of fudge your way into experiencing those games. You kind of just have to have the shit. I found my Neo Geo Pocket Color stuff, which I had been looking for. That was the other thing that had been missing for a long time. It turns out it got moved out of the original box that I got it all in when SNK sent it all over, and it was all, a lot of it was loose. But the box got destroyed now that I think about it, so that makes sense. But I feel like I should have more. I didn't find any just old black and white Neo Geo Pocket games, which is weird, because I know I owned most of those. And I just don't know where they would have gotten to. I found a Neo Geo Pocket and a Neo Geo Pocket Color. Both systems, both pieces of hardware, but I just can't. Don't know if these are all the games I own. I don't think this is everything. But whatever. I found most of it. Found the important stuff, I guess. Otherwise, they're cheap flash cards. Yeah. I mean, that's the flash card scene. If you want to go that route, that's fine. But honestly, if you're going to go that route, then you might as well be playing your Neo Geo Pocket games on a PC in the first place and just kind of be done with it. It's not. Also, those flashcards only hold one or two games. It's not like a multi-card. Actually, I think someone is working on a better kind of multi-card setup. With a, you know, like a bootloader and a built-in menu and all that sort of stuff. I think someone's taking pre-orders for one of those now, but the existing solutions are all one game, two game things. And then I found my Swan Crystal, which I should probably put a battery in it and see if it works. Not that I really want to play either of the two Wonder Swan games that I own, but I found them, so that's cool. So I took a smaller plastic bin and put my Wonder Swan and my Neo Geo Pocket stuff in there, and that fit nicely, and so that's kind of better protected than it was, so that's cool. As I was looking through that stuff, like, I just don't even know what to do with some of it, because it's like, I have a lot of PC games where the CD key has almost certainly been redeemed, and so what the fuck, you know, like, there's no real point in hanging on to any of that stuff. Or in some cases, it's like, here's Quake 3 Team Arena with no CD key. I'm like, all right, well, that's completely worthless. Unless, like, some collector is trying to put together, like, complete in-box copies of games and just needs the bit parts, the little pieces of it to put it all back together or something. I don't know. That's doesn't seem like something that people are doing, but at the same time, like, I do have a, like, unopened big box copy of EverQuest, which is probably worth a few hundred dollars or something. But, like, some of that stuff, it's like, here's a PC copy of Tony Hawk 3. Alright. I wish I had Thug. Or is it Thug 2 that you need? Whatever you need for Thug Pro. I wish I could find my copy of that. So I could try Thug Pro again. Every, like, last couple times I tried it, it just didn't work right. I, couldn't get any controller stuff working. And it's like I have like a big box collector's edition of Warcraft 3, but I'm pretty sure that the code has been redeemed, so I don't know, like maybe someone wants a cloth map someday, but I don't. Or, I mean, like, I don't, it's not that I mind owning it, it's kind of cool or whatever, but I don't have any affinity for it, so it kind of doesn't really matter to me. It's, you know, it's a lot of stuff like that on the PC side of, like, I don't really know what, like, what's a good use for any of this stuff. Is there a collector's market forming for that where that might be useful to someone someday? Or is that stuff, you know, like here's a, I found an opened copy of City of Heroes. Like, all right, that's fun for me to look at and go, oh man, City of Heroes. Now that's a video game. What a great game that was. But it's all the way useless. And on top of that, it's opened and dinged up and all this other stuff. Like, my sealed copy of Auto Assault. Now, that's useless in a really beautiful way. My complete in-box copy of Hellgate London. Is that's fun, but useless. You know, is anyone going to be like, oh, I want these weird trapezoid-shaped Tomb Raider games for PC? I don't know. Maybe. It's not that I'm necessarily, like, looking to, like, make a buck off this stuff, but if there's, like, some value, like, I'm looking at it and going, like, is this actually just garbage in a lot of cases? You know, these dead MMOs, you know, the like, whatever, that disc is backed up and preserved across the internet for anyone that wants to try to make a private server, do anything weird with it. Like, there's nothing rare about it, there's nothing that interesting about it. It is open and used and whatever. So, am I just needlessly taking up space? With these two copies of Yuri's Revenge in big old boxes that I have. Big box Yuri's Revenge. That's what they call me. What up, big box Yuri's Revenge? Shit, not much. Like I own more Saturn stuff than I have like listed in my database, my little collection thing. Also, I found a bunch of sealed copies of games that I, you know, from like the year 2000. I don't know like what office got cleaned out at some point that I was just like, oh, I'm taking all these. It was like, here's a sealed copy of NBA Shootout 2000, NCAA Game Breaker 2000, Trickin' Snowboarder, like just a weird collection of shit. And then like a sealed copy of Cannon Spike for the Dreamcast, which is like, has some rarity. And a sealed copy of Yoshi's Cookie for the NES. I don't even know where the fuck that came from. But now I feel like I've got a handful of sealed copies of games that I should probably get encased in plastic and graded or whatever. But every time I look at that website for the grading process of sending that stuff off to Georgia, boy, it just seems like a pain in the ass. I also found a box of boxes, of game boxes that I kept from the N64 days. Like, the games are not in their boxes, but they look to be complete boxes for, like, Mortal Kombat Trilogy and Cruisin' USA and some other just kind of early N64 stuff. And then, like, a Duck Hunt. Like, a Street Fighter II Turbo for SNES. Just, like, some random boxes that I'm not even sure. I'm not sure where that stuff came from. I didn't necessarily save. Definitely did not save SNES boxes, unfortunately. That would have been cool. NES boxes would have been cool to have kept. Now I need to look through boxes and find a PlayStation 2. I've got a couple of modded PlayStation 2s somewhere. I thought they were safely in their boxes in my bedroom closet, but they're not there. Just don't know where they went. And then on top of that, I'll have to, like, look at them and figure out, like, which ones are the modded ones, which ones are just straight-up PS2s. That'll be frustrating. Just have to hook them up, grab a Japanese disc, throw them in there, and see what happens. Or I guess I could look at the serial numbers and that sort of stuff on the bottom and probably figure it out that way. Actually, no. I probably wouldn't be able to, would I? Because I'd just be like, check it out. We're some PS2s. They might actually be... I'm trying to think, because they might actually be Japanese PS2s that have been modded to play US stuff. Now that I think about it, but I don't know. Well, I'm not gonna look around for that stuff tonight. guy behind me at this red light came up pretty fucking fast. So when I looked up, I was like, that guy is too close to be going that fast. He's going to hit me. Oh, shit. He did not hit me. We're all okay. Nope. What about this guy trying to pull out of this driveway? Yeah. There you go. Cautious. We have to protect ourselves out here. Also have to put some faith in that everything's going to be okay. These people also don't want to get in car wrecks. Or do they? All right. I'm home. That's good. Everybody out there, have a good night. Do your thing. Live your life. All that stuff. We'll do this again in the morning. I'll see you then.